Okay, let's get into the next parak. Parak Pei Beis here in Tehillim. And this is the Shir Shel Yom for Tuesday. As we know, the Mizmar La'asaf. Why is it the Shir Shel Yom for Tuesday? Because the Mizmar talks about Mishpah. What's the topic of the Mizmar? The topic of the Mizmar is judge properly, and the false judges should be removed. And make sure you know that Hashem is the ultimate judge. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Lamed Aleph, like we had in the previous parak, what songs were sung in the Beis HaMikdash? So on Tuesday they sung this song because it says Elokim Nidas Badas Kel. Hashem is amongst the judges. Al Shem Shegila Eretz B'Chachmaso, because Hashem revealed the Eretz with His Chachma. Right, Tuesday was the day that the land the land was uncovered and the job of the water was finished. Veichin Teva La'Adaso, and he prepared Tevel, terra firma for his people. Says the Rashi, Shegila Eretz, Makom Mutsav Adaso, Shne'emar Vatire Hayabasha, Bishlishi Ne'emar. So he created that. So what does that have to do with anything? Says the Marsha, says, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph, that when there is Mishpat in the world, then the world continues to exist, as we'll see later. Ashlosh Advarim Ha'olam Omeid, Al Hadin, Ala Emes, Vala Shalom. Right, and that's what the Marsha says here, that Shamishpat Hukiyumo Shel Olam Milahavi Mabel Lachasos Haaretz Shneva Zev Shamar Admas Tishpato Avel Lavi Shav Mabel Olam. If you judge falsely, you can just bring another Mabel, the whole world is going to be destroyed. So this day where the Mishpat is described, that is the basis for the world. The Radak says that this is all about false judges. When was this said? He says possibly in the days of Yehoshaphat, because in the days of Yehoshaphat, you see, he started a tshuva movement by appointing proper judges. So it must be that they had a problem with judges that precipitated that need for new judges. The whole idea of Mishpat, let's just read the first pasuk: Mizmar La'asaf, Elohim Nitzav, or Elohim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Our Chazal Darshan, that word Elohim means judges. Judges stand in the presence of God. Hashem is there at every case, giving special siyata d'shmaya. Bekerav Elohim yishpot. Bekerav Elohim, in the midst of judges, shipot, he is the ultimate judge. The Rambam explains, based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin, how a Dayan has to feel. He has to be in awe. He has to sit there with trepidation, knowing that he is judging other people. Says the Rambam in Perek Chav Gimel in Ilchas Sanhedrin, La'olam yira hadayin atzmo kilu cherev munachas lo'al tzavaro. A dayan should feel like he has a neck on a sword on his neck. The gehenim psucha lo mitachtav. The yeda esma hudan v'lifnei mi hudan. Umihu asid lihipar mimenu amnata mikava emes. He should know who he's judging in front of, and if he twists the judgment, shenemar, Elohim Nisa Badaskel, quotes our pasuk, Vomer du ma'atem osim ki lo la'adam tishpatu ki yim Hashem. Says Rav Soloveitchik, it's not only that they should be careful not to make a mistake, and they should be scared of that, but they should recognize that really judging a fellow person is really only Hashem's job. It's not the job of a person to job another person. We need it because society wouldn't be able to function without judges. But fundamentally, if you look in the first volume of the Reflections, Rav Soloveitchik writes beautifully, judicial power is also a form of rulership because it exercises control over others. The Torah is concerned about possible abuses and the human fallibility of judges, just as it concedes the social necessity which requires them, as it acknowledges the compelling need for kingship. In fact, just as only God is entitled to be a king, so too only God can truly be a judge. And this trepidation should grip the jurist, and he quotes the Rambam, and he says, we're concerned not merely with the possible miscarriage of justice, but with the basic principle that ideally no man should ever exercise rulership over another. It is the trepidation that the Torah allows kingship and courts as a concession to social necessity, but it does so only within well-defined bounds. So that is the, maybe that's also why the judges have the same name, right? Elohim, judges, that is reflected, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always there. There's also a special siyata d'shmaya that's given to the judges based on this pasuk. Hashem is always there. The Ramban uses this pasuk when he discusses the halacha of Ka'asher Zamam. Right? The Gemara says, Hargu ein neharagin. The Rashi quotes Kasher Zomim LaKasher Asa. But the language of Chazal is Hargu and Neharagin, right? If the Edom Zomimin, if the Edom were successful in killing, in punishing, in giving Malkus maybe, Machlokas, but for sure killing, so then they're not killed. Right? Why are they killed? Right? So the Tzukim argue with this, the first Berak and Malkus. What do you mean? If they succeeded, so then even if they only try, they're going to be punished. If they succeeded, for sure they should be punished. But that's not what Chazal say. We darshan Hargue and Neharagin. Why? So the Ramban says, oh, Gzeres HaKasef. Fatam Bazeh Bavor Ki HaMishpat HaEdim Zomim Gzeres HaShalet. So first he says, we don't really fully understand this. It's Gzeres HaKasef. Shehem Shnayim B'Shnayim. Because really, the Gemara calls the whole idea of Edom Zomim in believing the second pier is Gzeres HaKasef. It's a Chiddush. V'nei Kasher Yavo Shnayim Ya'idu Al Ruvain. Sharagas and Nefesh. Two people come and say Ruvain killed Shimon. V'yavo Shnayim Acheir V'yazimu Osam. Me'idu Osam. And we trust the second Edim, the Edim Mazimin, Tziva HaKasef Sheyehargu. The Torah says that we should kill the first ones. Ki B'schuso Shel Ruvain Shahaya Nakiv Et Tzadik Ba Maisa Hazeh. Because it must be that Ruvain's innocent. And that's why these other Edim came. If he was really deserving of punishment, Hashem wouldn't have saved him. Aval in Neherag Ruvain, if the Edom come after Ruvain was already killed, if the Edom has even come then, Nachshov Shahaya Emes, Kol Asher Ha'idu Alav Harishonim. So we could assume an innocent person wouldn't have died here, wouldn't have been killed. We could assume that it's true. Ki lehu ba'avono meis. V'ilu hayatzadik lo yazvenu Hashem bi'adam. Hashem wouldn't have let Bezdin have such a miscarriage of justice. Va'od shelo yiten Hashem ha'shoftim ha'tzadikim ha'omdim lefanav l'shpoch dam naki. Hashem wouldn't let the righteous judges in front of him, who obviously if they're only acting righteous, ki ha'mishpal elokimu u'bekerv elokim mishpot. Right, our pasuk. And he calls them ha'ilah gadola b'shofte Yisrael v'haftacha. Shekadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yadam. Hashem is maskim with them. Hashem is with them. V'imahem b'dvar ha'mishpat. And then he says at the end, v'zeh tam v'amdu she'en Hashem she'el ha'mariv l'fnei Hashem. L'fnei Hashem he'im ha'omdim b'vo'am. Other psukim that also is l'fnei Hashem. So he says, gzeres ha'shalet, but then he gives a svara, and he quotes our pasuk that is a special siyata d'shmaya that judges have, and that's, so b'kerev Elohim yishpot shouldn't just be recognize the awe and the trepidation and the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and really he should be the only judge, but Hashem is also giving you chizik. Once you're a judge, then you shouldn't back out. Meaning, once you take the case, so then even though Hashem is there, don't be scared, right? Stand up straight and do everything you could do to be the judge. There is an interesting discussion about Mishpat. Again, this is all based on this first pasuk of Mishpat, based on a Tosfos and a Yamshel Shlomo. The Tosfos in Baba Kama, Gemara Baba Kama Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph, discusses the story when a couple of Romans came and asked the Jews, teach them Torah. Kvar Shalcha Malchus Romi Shnei Sardiotos Eitzel Chachma Yisrael Lamdunu Taraschem. Teach me your Torah. Kiru Shana V'Sheleishu. They learned Torah. They learned it three times. B'shas b'tirasad, and when they were finished, Amru lahem, these two Romans said to the Jews, Diknaknu b'chol taraschem ve'emesu. We think the whole Torah is true. It's amazing. Except chus midavar zeh. Except for one halacha that we think is racist. Shatem omrim, shor she yisol shenog ha'shor shel kanani pater. You say if a Jew's ox scores a goy's ox, pater, and the opposite, chayiv, even if it's a tam, miman of shach. So are we re'eu or not re'eu? So we don't like that halacha, but v'davar zeh ain't onam odiyam l'sol malchus. But we think all the rest of the Torah is true, and therefore we're not going to say anything. Ask Tosfos how they teach them Torah, right? There's an issa daraisa based on the Gorach Hagiga Magid Dvar Al Yaakov. You can't teach a non-Jew Torah. So Tosfos has two deyas. The first one is they have a choice. Bal karchach asu api divrei amoshel v'lo nischayvu limsor atzman. This was one of the big three. So they didn't have to be moser nefesh. And therefore, they taught Torah. That's the Tosfos. Says the Yamshel Shlomo, says the Marshal there in Baba Kama, why didn't they lie about the halacha? Wasn't this dangerous? It's dangerous to teach them this halacha. So they didn't have to be moser nefesh. It was dangerous. So just lie. Teach them the wrong. Don't teach them the truth. Tell them a different halacha. Says the Marshal. Gam shamina mehai b'raisa. You know what you learned from this? Asur l'shanos divrei Torah, afki asakana. What's called by the Achronim ziyuf haTorah, a misrepresentation of Torah. That's yihari val yavar. Even b'makam sakana, you can't misrepresent Torah. The chayav limsar atzmo aleha. Dilafi chad shinuya detosa shemalchus harisha gazra alehem v'lama lo yiru chachamim she'alila malchus harisha alehem. Why were they worried that they were going to they would tell the Caesar? Halo timsa davar kasha kazu lomer befrei haumos she'anachnu petur mehazekam hem chayavin. This seems to be the worst type of halacha that could be misrepresentation. V'chilohay aroy lachush chas v'shal makama shmados v'churbanos delefek minei. Says the Marshal, Elish Ramana, what do you see? Mechuyavim anu l'ham sorah kiddush Hashem. V'mchas v'shalom yishan hadin, havi kekofer b'toras Moshe. Ziyaf ha-Torah. And that's why they couldn't change it. One might be thinking, what about Megillah Daftes Talmai HaMelech? Didn't they make 10 changes? So either, A, that was Ruach HaKodesh. They all had Ruach HaKodesh to do that. Or number two, they didn't change any halacha. They just changed some words. Na'ase Adam, Esa Adam. They changed a couple of words. Zatute instead of Na'are. But that's Ziyaf HaTorah. I once heard Rabbi Isaac Bernstein connected this to the Sifri that the Rambam and the Chinuch both quote, that on the pasuk of Lo Saguru Mipnei Ish, dying can't be scared of anybody. And the Sifri says, before the case starts, you could back out. So you don't have to take a case if you think the parties are dangerous. But once you start judging the case, and you're already in it, and you already have come to a decision, then you can't back out. They quote that. The Chinuch says it in Taf Tesvav. Achlo tishmas devrehem, or afilim shetishmas devres devrehem, ve'iyata yodei alecha denota, before you know the psak, ata rashay lomar lehem, meaning nizkak lechem, I don't want to take the case. Shema yischayev, v'nimsa rodi, v'achardayin lahargo. Maybe one of you are going to come kill me. So before the case starts, you're allowed to back out. Avo mishetishmas devrehem, v'teid alecha denota. But if you already know what the halach is going to be, iyata rashay lomar lehem, meaning nizkak lechem, you can't back out anymore. And you have to tell the right psak. Shenemar, lo sagru, mipnei ish. Sounds like, even if your life's in danger, because it will be a Ziyaf HaTorah otherwise. You can't misrepresent. So that's, once you become the Dayan, then don't be scared, right? And do what you're supposed to do because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is with you. Kodesh Baruch Hu even calls you Elohim in the Torah as if it's a junior partner. Okay, so this is again, the Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos, we say this. An Masai, and now the... Mizamer is saying, "An masai tishvitu avel," talking to the false judges out there. How long are you going to falsify judgment? Upnei rishaim tisu sela, and favor the face of the rishaim. Shiftu dalvi osom, judge the poor, judge the orphans. Ani varash hatstiku, the poor and the destitute, make them righteous. Meaning, if they deserve, right? Meaning, help them because often they are taken advantage of. Palt, it's interesting that they're in singular. Shiftu dal yatom ani. It doesn't say yitomim. Once heard from Rabbi Yisrael Meir Lau, says if you look in the first Talaluka talks about Hashem is helps out everybody. And later on in the Tillam in Barak Kuf Mem Vav, Hashem Matir Asurim, Hashem Pokei Achivrim, Hashem Zokei Gefufim, Oed Tzadikim, Shomer Es Geirim, and then it should be Yeoded or Oded Yitomim VaAlmanot. It doesn't say that. It says Yasom VaAlmanah Yeoded. Everything else is plural. Tzadikim, Geirim, Kefufim, Ivrim, and here it's Yasova Almana in singular. Hashem takes care of each and every one. Each and every Yatom and Almana, Hashem takes care of himself. And then it gets back to the plural, Rishaim. Right? So here too, it's the singular. The judge has to focus on everyone singularly. Pal tu dalva evyon, save them, help them escape. Miad Risham Atzilu, save them from the wicked. Lo yadu velo yavinu, the judges, these false judges don't realize. Bachashecha Yisalachu, they're in darkness. They're in darkness and they're going to have to stand trial for it. They're in darkness. Yimotu kol moste aretz. They are shaking the foundations of the land. What is that? That's a reference to the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Perkei Avos. They're shaking the foundations because one of the foundations of the land is din. Right? We have the Mishnah at the end of the first parak in Perkei Avos. The last Mishnah of the first parak, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel omer, al shlosha dvarim ha'olam kayam. Al ha-din, al ha-emes, va'al ha-shalom. Din, Emes, and Shalom. The world stands on those three. Rabbeinu Yonah there in Pirkei Avos, and the first tour in Choshen Mishpat, quotes this Rabbeinu Yonah, says, how does this relate to the first mission in Pirkei Avos? The first thing that the Anshei Kodesh Gadol told us. Ashlosh Dvarim Ha'olam Omeid. Here it says Omeid. Here it says Kayam. Right? Al Torah, Avod, and Gemilat Chasadim. Are those parallel to each other? So Rabbeinu Yonah says, the first Mishnah, Torah, Avodah, Gemilah, Chasadim, that's why the world was created. For which purpose? Why does the world continue to exist? That's Din, Emes, and Shalom. Ein pirusho, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and this is quoted in the Torah, shebishvil shlosha dvarim elo nivra ha'olam. It's not that the world was created for these. Shaharei betchilas haperek omer shlosha dvarim ha'olam omeid. Ve'einam elo shezoch ha'gan. It's not the same three. Some try to connect the three, but pashas, they're different. Ela mitchilo amar shebishvil shlosha dvarim nivra ha'olam. For these three, the world was created for these three. Torah, avoda, gemilas chasadim. And avoda, bachar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'yisrael b'kala umos. Ubachar beis hamikdash b'mikol makomo sheyavdubo ubishvilo never kol olam gminas chasadim it's goremes lios the ratzon Hashem yisbarach vekan omer kayam pirish achar shenivra miskayim al yedei elu. It was created for those purpose of those three, but it continues to exist through the mechanism of these three. Shal yedei hadayanim shedana beinish lachavero haolam kayam ki amale adin kol daolam gvar. V'chena emes, k'mo she'amru, sheker in l'raglayim. Aval emes hu yesod, u'mamad gadol l'chol advarim. V'chena shalom, habim mispal b'shlom shel malchus. Or else the world would collapse. So that's the tour, quoting Rabbeinu Yonah, the relationship between olam, omeid, and kayam. But that's alluded to in this pasuk. The pasuk says, these false judges are shaking the foundations of the earth, because the world stands on these three. The Beis Yosef here gives a different shot. He says, Vim Tomar, he asks on the Rabbeinu Yonah, follow Bishlosha Shinivra Olam Yaspikla Kaimosh Shemishu Siba Leo Lahavo Sadavar Kosha Shekemenu. Torah voting Mil Chasanan should be enough. If that was, the world was created for that, even before the world was created, so obviously those are strong enough to continue the world. So he gives a different shot. He says, Shimon HaTzadik, the first Mishnah, talks about Bizman HaMikdash. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is talking about Bizman HaChorban. Balomar, Sha'av Bishem based on English Kayam, Vein Lanu Avoda, Vegam Einoni Cholom Laasok Batorah Gmil Chasadim Karoi, Vipne Ola Galus, the ultimate ideal state of Torah Avon Gmil Chasadim, Bizman HaMikdash, we have a diluted sense of these ideas. Miskayam Olam Bishlosha Achirim Shedomim Lahem, Shedomim Lahem, Kiesh Hefresh Bein Shmiras HaNimsa Lehis Havos HaOver Berechem, Shadram Shekiblu Chumam Eish Chazak, to create something, you have to have something really strong. But once the fire is lit, then even a less of a fuel could keep it strong. The world wouldn't have been created were it not for Torah Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. But once the world is created, so then these three are good enough to keep it going. Again, that is the tour in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah. There is I saw that the in the Be'er Ha Be'er HaChaim Telem, he quotes from the Minchas Elazar, he quotes a drush, on this. He says that sometimes we don't realize, Lo Yadav Avinu, we don't realize, B'chashecha, that we're working in darkness, but it just looks like darkness. He gives a mashal. Somebody walks into a palace, and it's pitch black. And all of it, he keeps bumping his feet and banging his shin and knocking and he's screaming, like, what's going on here? There's stuff all over the place. What a crazy place to be and to live. And people put things in the strangest places. And then all of a sudden the lights go on and they realize it's a royal palace with thrones and tables and gold this and this and that. Just the lights were off. So it was Bachashecha Yisalachu, but we have to realize it's a palace. Right, the whole, everything in this world is there for us to grow from. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu b'chashecha yisalachu, yimotu kamos de'aretz. Ani amarti, Elohim atem, uvnei al yom kolchem, or Elohim atem. Hashem says that I said to you, judges, or people, you have an amazing power, you can be like gods, uvnei al yom kolchem, so high up, adach achin kadim temusun, but it ended up, didn't work out, you're going to die like people. You could have been like Elohim. And you're going to die like people. So Rashi quotes from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, Dafei. This is referring to the Matan Torah and the Egel. We had so much power at Matan Torah, we reached such levels. But then the Chete Egel, we went down. But others say it has to do with when Adam was created. Amarti Elohim Atem. Achen Adam Timusam. But after the Chete, you know, it was downhill. If you look in Rabbeinu Bachai in the Karakemach, on the piece on Avel, page Mem Aleph in the classic edition, he says, based on the pasuk in Koheles, Tov Lalechas Al Beis Aval, better to go to a shiva house than to a wedding. He says, Iker Hakavana because of Azeh, Lahazir La Adam Sheyahavil Inyani Olam Azeh B'Machshavato. Shalayasi Iker Klal. Realize that this world is just a prusdar. Recognize, and if you go to a shiva house, it helps you remember that. And then he says, V'yadua, ki misa nigzra al Adam arishon, shahaya shorish ha'olam ve'ikar kol tolados. Adam is the root of all mankind after him. And if he wouldn't have sinned, il malei chatu hayachai la'olam k'malachai asharis, he would have been like malamalachim. Like David HaMelech says, he quotes our pasuk, ani amarti Elohim atem uvenei yon kolchem. But what happens? Kavanati b'sheshes yimei b'reishes, b'briyas ha'adam lioschem. Look at his lashon here, unbelievable. My kavana when I created man was, lioschem malachim gufaniim. There should be physical angels. Malachim gufaniim be'eretz b'dimyon male. V'zeo she'hizkir Elohim atem uvenei yon kolchem. It doesn't say, kelohim ukibnei elyon. Mamish Elohim ubnei Elyon. Levisha Kavanah liosam Malachim ubnei Elyon Mamish. Kinyan Chanoch veEliyahu shahayu Malachim gufaniim. Achin kaAdam temusun, it didn't work out. Becheto shal Adam shasivev misa laAtzmo lazaro at sof kal hadaros. That's this. This pasuk is all about the potential and the reality of what happened. But says the last Asaf in the last pasuk, Kuma Elohim Hashem, please stand up and judge and get rid of these false judges who are shaking the earth. Rashi says it's a tefillah that Asaf says. The Radak says, well, Hashem, if they're not judging, you got to judge. Because you are the one that rules. You're the one that's in charge. Rashi says, Hakol biyadcha lishpot. You could do it. So please take away these false judges and bring mishpat to the earth, which will then be mechazek the entire world. Okay, we'll stop here. There's a Meshach Chachma in Parsha Shoftim about Dayanim, but we'll leave that for now.